Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and somewhere between 1 and 2 million people are believed to be eligible for the Deferred Action Program, that sort of Dream Act light that offers relief from deportation to young immigrants who were brought to the United States illegally as children. And it seems like they all showed up in the last 3 days. The program started taking applications last week. The response has been overwhelming. And we're now joined by Chung Hwa Hong, the executive director of the New York Immigration Coalition, to hear about how it's going so far. Hi, Chung Hwa. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian.
And from these various accounts we've been hearing from cities across the United States, it seems like young people are showing up in droves to apply for deferred action. Are more people applying than you had expected?
Yes. No one knew exactly what to expect. But when the application process started last Wednesday, we were just inundated. We had an event at a church, and we expected maybe 400 people. Over 1,000 Dreamers came, some of them waiting since 6 o'clock in the morning for an event that started at noon, because they just see this as a life-changing moment and an opportunity, and it's just been exhilarating.
And so, listeners, any young immigrants out there who have already applied for deferred action, call us up and tell us about your process. How did you decide that you wanted to apply? What kind of advice have you gotten about coming forward, which could involve some risk for some people? And what did you find at the application office that surprised you or not? 212-433-WNYC. If anybody actually happens to be out there, any dreamers, as Chung Hwa just referred to you, 212-433-9692, or anyone who knows anyone who has already applied. We would love to hear some early reports from people actually doing this out there. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. So, Chung Hwa Hong, with this big response, do you think there are more people in this category than federal officials or even advocacy organizations like yours thought there were? We know it's hard to get an accurate count. Did everybody underestimate the demand for this?
No, I think they're pretty a good estimate based on demographic information, from New York City Planning Department. We have estimates, around a range between 40,000 to 60,000, and in New York State, up to 110,000 people should be eligible. So I think the big unknown was, are people going to come out to apply and take that risk? And I think what we're seeing is that, yes, there are risks involved with this program, but the opportunity to be free from the fear of deportation hanging over you every day, the opportunity to get a work permit, to get a job that you're actually qualified for, was the overriding factor, among the people who came out. And that's why I say it's a life-changing thing, because you can see how people are just so eager to kind of provide for their families better with this application, and hopefully with the permission being granted. And from the past studies, we know that from temporary protection, protective status, and other similar programs, if you do have a work permit, you're just your ability to provide for your families is just much better. You have better income, you get a better job, and you're further integrated into the society and the community. So it's a powerful incentive to finish your studies in school and to contribute even more to the economy.
Now, so far the phones aren't ringing. Are there no dreamers out there right now? Come on, folks, if you're listening, call us up, or if you know somebody. I realize this isn't that many people, so maybe it's a needle in a haystack, but you probably know somebody. Somebody probably knows somebody who's been applying for this deferred deportation. 212-433-WNYC, or if you're doing it yourself. I know we had Secretary of State of New York State Cesar Perales on the show last week. We took a lot of questions from people about how this is going to work and about how folks can fend off scammers because the scammers are out there purporting to offer you services to help you get through this application process. So you have to be careful about that. So some of you who called last week may want to call and tell us how it's actually going if you did this application in the first few days of availability, or anyone else with a question about the Deferred Action Program, 212-433-WNYC for Chunghwa Hong from the New York Immigration Coalition, 212-433-9692. Or you can post to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. Chunghwa, now the phones are ringing. Chunghwa, are there any surprises on the applications or landmines throwing applicants for a loop now that you've gotten to see the thing?
The surprise I had about the people who are coming forward is that it's an extremely diverse kind of population. We have a lot of, you know, young parents, you know, with children themselves, you know, coming out. We have people who are in high schools as well as in college, but also who are out of school right now who are now going to go back and sign up for a GED program because this is a powerful incentive. But these immigration papers are not easy to fill out, and so we really urge, people have a lot of legal questions, and so we urge all the applicants to the extent that they can to get legal review of their application forms. But there hasn't been, you know, so the kinds of people.
In other words, you can take the application with you and take it to a lawyer and make sure you're not putting yourself at some kind of risk by coming forward before you actually submit it to the government?
Yes, because you want to make sure, you know, there are certain eligibility rules that are, you know, that are there. It's not everyone. You have to meet educational requirements, the age requirement, and the residency requirements, make sure there's no, you know, serious criminal convictions and so on. So I think it's really important that everyone is confident about the answers. Fill out the correct answers.
Let's take a phone. Now our lines are full. Sometimes you have to just urge people a little bit and come on, it's Monday morning. Here we go. Have the motivation to pick up your phone and punch in a few numbers. But now our lines are all full with people who want to talk about this. So Rob in Rockland County, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rob.
How are you?
Good.
I have a girlfriend who wasn't born in this country. She came over with her mother at the age of 7, attended high school, middle school, and high school here, completed it. Would it be best for her to go through her embassy to try to gain some type of residency here, or what?
Chunghwa?
Yeah, I think the first step is to get in touch with a good nonprofit legal service provider in your area. And if you call our office, we can connect you with that. Our phone number is 212-627-2227. Extension 243 is designated for Dreamer-related questions. So along with your applications, you have a number of documentation that you need to provide. So a lot of Dreamers can go to their schools to get the proof of attendance or a diploma. So schools is a good place to get a lot of the documentation that's needed. But there may be other places. So we have a list of we have a document checklist which you can refer to make sure that all the documents are correct.
And basically, to remind people of the basics, you have to have been under the age of 31 as of June 15th and brought to this country before the age of 16, have continually resided in the U.S. since June 15th, 2007 at least, are currently in school, have graduated high school or gotten a GED, or are honorably discharged from the armed forces, also not convicted of a felony or a serious misdemeanor, have three or more misdemeanors and don't otherwise get seen as posing a national security threat. You want to give that number again? Because people probably would like to know that you're there if they don't know that you're there with Dreamer-related questions.
Yes, and please be patient. If someone is calling and the second person calls, it does go into voicemail, so please leave your name and phone number very clearly. The number is 212-627-2227, extension 243.
Graziella in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment. I run a nonprofit that provides immigration legal services. And what I have seen in the past couple of weeks is so many people who, for this is, like Chungwa was saying, a real life changer. It really provides prospects and opportunities for a lot of kids who are educated here, who have degrees, who couldn't really work. And now they, you know, undoubtedly it's not, you know, something that's permanent, but it is really, it has opened up a whole new world for them. And I also just want to echo Chungwa's comment about not having to hide and walk in the streets and always be fearful that, that something's going to happen. So I've seen so many enthusiastic people. And there are, I just want to also remind there are other agencies around the state, and I think that the New York Immigration Coalition has that number, has those numbers on the hotline.
Right. Thank you very much, including, I guess, Graciela's organization, which is the Westchester Hispanic Coalition. Jane in New Haven, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jane.
Hi, how are you? I just wanted to comment and say I'm very grateful for the policy that Obama gave through, because I'm not Hispanic. I am Black, and I'm from Ghana, and there are a lot of Africans that really don't disclose their status. And I think it's really important to not only shed light on Hispanics, but other people from different countries that are also undocumented and are also young. I came here when I was 11, and I'm now 26. I went to middle school, high school, college, and now grad school. So I'm completely grateful for this legislation and also, you know, preparing documents, and can't wait to see the response.
So what is it like preparing the documents? Any surprises on the documents, or how do you feel going through it?
I mean, it's sort of like going through my history in the past 11 years, looking at high school transcripts and college and just sort of preparing everything. I feel that I've come a long way from where I was when I first visited this country with my dad. And then now that I am a college graduate, I mean, going through college is a struggle within itself. And even, I mean, it's funny because I know that I will be able to work, but paying for school is another thing as well, because school is incredibly expensive.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I think passing the DREAM Act would be great, because it would allow us to sort of gain legal status and, you know, actually pay for school properly, because school is incredibly expensive when you don't have the funds. And I'm sure a lot of the dreamers out there can certainly speak to that as well.
Jane, thank you so much for calling in. Good luck. Call us again.
Thank you very much.
So she talked about the expense of going to school, Chungwa, and I want to follow up on that and ask you to talk about how this will affect people's chances at higher education. Would you be able to apply for federal financial aid now if you get approved for this deferred action program?
No. Some of the state-level tuition assistance may be available. In fact, in New York State, a lot of the immigrant community groups have been advocating for the passage of the New York State DREAM Act, which would give tuition assistance to undocumented immigrants. That has not passed the legislature. However, just a couple of days ago, Speaker Silver introduced legislation that would give deferred action recipients, the students who are applying for deferred action, to have same access to tuition assistance. And I think that's a critical piece of what the states can do in response to what the president did, because even if you're eligible, even if you're free from deportation and you can get your work permit, if you can't afford to go to school, you're only helping people half the way. So I think it's really critical that Governor Cuomo and state legislature kind of show what states can do.
And New York is one of the dozen states that offers in-state tuition regardless of your immigration status if you're going to a state university. New Jersey is not one of those states, so these dreamers would be paying full price even if they've lived in New Jersey most of their lives? What about if they go through the deferred action and now they're here legally, at least sort of, in New Jersey? Would they be able to pay in-state tuition then to go to Rutgers and other state universities?
Right, so each state has different rules, and you see them responding in different ways. So, for instance, in Arizona, you know, on the day that deferred action started, Jan Brewer kind of basically insulted Dreamers by saying, well, even if you get deferred action, we're not going to give you any additional tuition assistance or driver's license or anything else.
This is the governor of Arizona.
Yes, kind of a slap in the face. And so... But states who know how immigrants will be able to contribute even more and to the economy and to show kind of the success of the education system are actually being proactive and offering the tuition assistance. So we need to do that. New Jersey should do that. We should just do our part to make that happen. But as the caller said, I think this is just the beginning. This program does not confer legal status. It's a deferred action on your deportation. So it doesn't address the fundamental problem of the need to have legal status and pass to citizenship. And that's the post-election legislative challenge that we all have. And so we have to complete the reforms that started with deferred action by working on full, creating a full path to citizenship for immigrants who deserve.
And I guess with this program in place, the conversation in Congress will be changed next year, no matter who's elected, President Obama or Romney. So we, of course, will have to wait and see. And everybody who's directly affected will have to wait and see how that plays out and whether this can become a more permanent thing. Cheng Hua Hong, Executive Director of the New York Immigration Coalition, thanks so much for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.